This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. There's a question which has been asked which says, how should we calculate zakat on provident fund? So the calculation here is extremely simple. We firstly break down the provident fund into two types. One is a provident fund which is forced upon you by your employer, and this is as per the laws of the nation where a company has to compulsorily take out a portion of the salary of the staff as provident fund. So it is basically something which is forced upon you. And then there is a zakat, there is a provident fund which is taken up voluntarily by the concerned individual. So the treatment of both will be separate. If it is a provident fund which has been taken out voluntarily, firstly, this is not permissible, because in an Indian context, we need to understand that most of the provident fund money are going into those sectors which are considered impermissible for investments. They try to generate you fixed returns which are akin to riba. And hence, it is not permissible in the first place to invest in them. And therefore, my advice to people is to come out of those investments if they have taken it up out of ignorance. Secondly, you will have to pay the zakat on the capital amount accumulated every year on your provident fund account. Not on the interest amount, because the interest amount is not permissible anyways. So you don't have to pay any zakat on that. But as far as the capital amount is concerned, every year, whatever contribution you have made to that provident fund voluntarily, you will have to make zakat on the total amount. Whatever the amount is, if it reaches your nisab, the minimum threshold, then zakat becomes obligatory. The second scenario is where it was forced upon you compulsorily. In such a case, you don't have to pay zakat on it every year. You pay the zakat once you reach or receive the fund at the end. Once you have the fund at the end of you possess the money in your hand, and 1 year has passed on that money, then you need to pay zakat on them, and the zakat amount will be the same, 2.5% in both the cases. So in short, there are two categories: voluntary provident fund, compulsory provident fund. In voluntary provident fund, every year on the capital amount that you've paid, you need to pay zakat on that. As far as the interest amount is concerned, it is impermissible for you to take any benefit of that interest amount. In case of compulsory provident fund, you have no control over here. It is the laws which require you to keep some portion of your money over there. As such, when you receive the money at the end of your working life with that company, whenever the possession of the money comes in your hand and a year passes on it, you need to pay zakat at 2.5%, and Allah knows best.